Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, work to improve phone coverage in Glencolmkill is said to be imminent. A Donegal TD says any programme to address the issue of concessionary school bus tickets must substantially benefit Donegal. It's been revealed that the pub population in Donegal is down just over 20% since 2005. And the National Ambulance Service has confirmed that there are currently no plans to provide a second ambulance in Kildybegs. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, technology or trusted trader schemes can't replace the backstop, according to the Minister for European Affairs. Helen McAtee's comments come as Boris Johnson meets with EU leaders ahead of this weekend's G7 summit. Seana Regan reports.
With 71 days until the Brexit deadline, Boris Johnson says he'll enter fresh talks with EU leaders with a lot of oomph. The British Prime Minister is in Berlin today and Paris tomorrow ahead of the G7 summit this weekend in Biarritz. His demands this week to abolish the backstop were dismissed by the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, yesterday. The Minister for European Affairs, Helen McEntee, says there are simply no alternatives to the backstop.
Any suggestions that we can have some sort of trusted trader scheme, that we can have a technological solution, again, they simply don't work. And they have actually, saying that they haven't been put forward, they haven't been tested, they have been looked at over the past 3 years.
Prime Minister Johnson isn't getting the support he wants on this side of the Atlantic, but it's a different story in the US.
It's a very tough bargain. And I think that UK has the right man in charge right now, the right person in charge in the form of Boris.
With the October 31st deadline now looming, the European Parliament's Brexit coordinator Guy Verhofstadt summed up this week's Brexit business quite simply. The time for bluster and political blame games is fast running out.
Work to improve phone coverage in Glencolmkill is said to be imminent. Donegal County Council has confirmed that it is committed to resolving the issue, which has led to serious concern being raised that community first responders have missed emergency call-outs in the area due to a weak signal. While recent fundraising has led to extra defibrillators for the community, it's thought locally that not having a signal will cost lives. Work is expected to commence in the coming weeks and will last for a duration of approximately 2 days. Laska Hearlock of Donegal County Council, Councillor Niamh Kennedy, says the works will ultimately benefit the community in ensuring calls are received by the community first responders.
So I'm just waiting on an actual date from the council now. They set up the PO, everything is in order, and we're waiting for the contractors to arrive on site. As I say, it's been very stressful for people, and I can certainly understand why they're so upset about it. The community first responders are, you know, they're very important people to have in an area. And we, you know, we appreciate everything that they do, but obviously they can't do the work if there's no coverage. And it is, I mean, there's nearly 200 steps down to that beach, the Silver Strand. And if something happened down on the beach, it'd be, you know, it'd be very, very difficult even to reach someone to try and get to a house to make a phone call for an emergency services. So it's serious. There's been serious stories coming out of there, you know, from the people that to know firsthand exactly what it's like to be without coverage. So as I say, any day now, we've got the good news story. It's there and it will happen very shortly.
Obviously, as you mentioned then, this work, once complete, will relay so much fear within the village and the surrounding area over that potential emergency happening and not being able to make a call out.
Well, exactly. That's the bottom line, and that's what the reason for it is. I mean, it was the first thing probably in 2014 that when I would have heard it originally, and we've been working on it since, because it's not the easiest thing to do. The mountain range is a bit difficult there to get the signal. It was coming across at one stage from Sligo. I mean, it has literally taken that length of time to get funding, to secure funding, to come up with a way of doing it that doesn't affect the signal, and they have worked that out now.
An additional €1 million in funding is to be made available nationally by the Department of Education to address the issue of concessionary school bus tickets. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue says this programme must substantially benefit Donegal. Last year saw up to 32 students from Kilmacrenan and Termin travelling to Milford refuse bus places as they had concessionary tickets and therefore could be refused this service because Milford isn't the closest available school. Deputy McConlogue says action needs to be taken now to avoid the problems of recent years.
Yeah, there's a number of issues across the county where students have been treated very unfairly in the last number of years and have been left without school bus tickets. It's been mentioned in the last couple of days at national level that there now is going to be an additional €1 million freed up within the Department of Education to try and address a number of these issues nationally. And I therefore believe it's important that since the Minister for Education is from the county that we actually see some of those outstanding issues now in the county resolved. And I know, for example, in the Muff area, in the Glen Ely area, in the Newton Cunningham area, and also particularly in the Letterkenny area for students going to Milford, there are a number of cases which need to be resolved, and we need to see the political willingness there to address them and for the Minister to ensure that that happens over the coming days in advance of the new academic year.
Has the Department given any indication as to how that money is going to be distributed and what criteria will be used to decide which areas get it and which areas don't?
There hasn't been any criteria published yet, apart from the fact that they have indicated that the additional funding will be to address the issue of concessionary students who've previously missed out on school bus tickets. So I would certainly hope that Donegal, which has a high number of these cases, that these will actually be resolved and addressed, because the cost is quite minimal from a government point of view, but then the political will hasn't been there and has left parents and students in the lurch as a result of that in recent years. And we finally need to see it resolved. And I've been in touch with the Department of Education and Minister McHugh to ensure that those are finally addressed now.
There are ways for the government to save money on the rollout of broadband, according to the leader of the Green Party. An Oireachtas committee report has recommended that the National Broadband Plan remain in state ownership. It wants an expert to be appointed to assess delivering the €3 billion project through a different model. However, Fine Gael's warned of a five-year delay if the committee's recommendations are followed. Green Party leader Eamon Ryan doesn't accept this, saying that planning conditions should be introduced now to make the rollout more seamless. The bottom line, he says, is that the state should not be handing the family silver over to private developers.
Well, we're buying new silver and then we're handing it over. Or we're spending 80, 90% of the budget in buying the silver and then we're handing it over to a developer. And I don't think that's right, no matter what way I look at it. I think it is possible for us not to go back to the drawing board completely, not to completely start again. I don't believe when that advice came from KPMG that, oh, it would take 5 years. I disagree fundamentally. I see no reason why the state should say, well, no matter where you build, and any new house, we'll come in afterwards and we'll spend up to €5,000 providing a broadband connection. I think it's much fairer and better to say to anyone building a new house, as part of the planning permission, you provide the connection.
The National Ambulance Service has confirmed that there are currently no plans to provide a second ambulance in Killybegs. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says serious pressure exists with only one ambulance covering the area from Inverbridge to Glencolum Kill and Ardragh. In some instances, if available, an ambulance is dispatched from Letterkenny, Dunno or Ballyshannon to the south of the county, which has resulted in lengthy wait times. Deputy Gallagher says it's clear once again that political promises have amounted to nothing.
I've raised this issue with the Minister and he requested the HSC to respond to me, and no surprise that there's not a second ambulance to be based in Killybegs to cover that area from Inverbridge to Glencolum Kill and indeed the parish of Ardragh. The fact is that only one ambulance to cover this area is not good enough. There have been accidents there, and if the ambulance is not available in Killybegs, which is quite understandable, it could be out on a run, then they have to wait on an ambulance to come from Letterkenny, Dunloe or even Ballyshannon. I remember some time ago when there was a lot of political pressure, a meeting of the Fine Gael representatives was convened in the Dáil, and of course that was just to kick the can down the road. Nothing came from that, and now that we're being told continuously that it's the highest budget that the Department of Health wealth has ever had, $16 billion, and within that they cannot find sufficient to provide a second ambulance in Killybegs and ensure that the people of southwest Donegal are provided with the same service as in other parts of the county and country.
And indeed, the National Ambulance Service has confirmed that there are no plans to provide additional resources to the southwest of the county, but they have confirmed that there are additional posts being made available in Ishawn. And while this is to be welcome for the peninsula, it leaves the south of the county extremely vulnerable.
Absolutely no difficulty with any other part of the county securing additional funding, but that is not acceptable to the people in the southwest. So pressure must be exerted on the HSE and on the minister.
The government must step up to the mark to protect the tourism and hospitality sectors in Donegal. That's according to the CEO of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, as it's revealed population in the county is down just over 20% since 2005. New data from the Drinks Industry Group of Ireland shows that approximately 91 pubs in the county have shut their doors over the last 14 years. The drinks and hospitality sector count for a total of 7,443 jobs in Donegal and create around €168 million in revenue. Padraig Cribbin, DIGI member and CEO of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, says there's a clear lack of recognition of rural Ireland by government, which is having a negative impact on the hospitality sector.
Donegal is no exception. In actual fact, Donegal is slightly higher than the average. The average drop is about 18%, and Donegal is showing a drop of just over 20% or 91 pubs in the period. And it's really down to a number of issues around, okay, during the recession, people left. I know that we have had lifestyle changes, but also I think there's a lack of recognition by government on what needs to be done for rural Ireland generally around the areas of jobs in particular, broadband in particular, transport in particular, because all of those are impacting on people having the capacity to live and work and have a reasonable living in rural Ireland.
Also, as part of today's release, it does detail that the drinks and hospitality sector, particularly vital to Donegal and rural areas, we see that in the county, it does generate thousands of jobs and revenue.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, since 2011, there have been an additional 90,000 jobs created in the overall hospitality sector. And if you look at the work that has been done by Fáilte Ireland and others around the Wild Atlantic Way, tourism, the hospitality sector, it's a big factor in the livelihood of people in Donegal. But we do need government to actually help us. And one of the biggest issues that we have right now is the fact that our excise levels make alcohol a very expensive product in Ireland compared to other European countries.
Police in Derry searching for a missing man are keen to speak to a taxi driver who was flagged down by the man outside Altnagaldon Hospital this afternoon at around 2 o'clock. It's believed the man was wearing dark bottoms, a blue top with light blue in the shoulders, white stripes in the sleeve and bearing a Sion Mills Cricket Club logo, and he also had a cut on his lip. Police say they are keen to locate him. Anyone with any information is asked to contact the PSNI on the non-emergency number 101.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for back to school with leading sports brands at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and Times Latest in Sport with Hush and Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. Twitter will meet with Manchester United following the racist abuse aimed at Paul Pogba online. The social media company say it will also be in contact with anti-discrimination group Kick It Out to address the issue. A number of Pogba's teammates condemned the abuse he received after missing a penalty in Monday's Premier League draw with Wolves. Republic of Ireland under 19 striker Jonathan Afolabi has signed for Scottish champion Celtic. He signed a 3-year contract with the Hoops after being released by Southampton during the summer. The teenager will be linking up with Ireland under 19 teammates Barry Coffey and Luca Connell at Parkhead. Afolabi has told Celtic TV why he chose to join Neil Lennon's side.
They were like the team that I felt I'd be able to work well with most, and they seem to bring through youngsters regularly in academy players, so I think it's a great place for me to be at, and it's nothing to be taken lightly because it's a great club, great history, and I'd just like to be a part of that more and help them with the season ahead.
Meanwhile, Celtic manager Neil Lennon is insisting he's keen to look forward as they prepare for the Europa League playoff with Swedish club AIK tomorrow night. The Scottish Premiership title holders have faced some criticism since going out of the Champions League qualifiers last week, but Lennon feels it has been a bit over the top.
I can't control that, you know, and there's a little bit of hysteria around things at times, and that's the environment that you're in Glasgow sometimes. We've lost one game, you know, and we scored 3 goals in it, so it's not all doom and gloom.
England striker Daniel Sturridge has joined Turkish side Trabzonspor on a 3-year contract. The forward has been without a club since being released by Liverpool in the summer. Sturridge scored 67 goals in 160 games during his time at Anfield. He's free to play again after serving a ban for breaching betting rules. A couple of games tonight in the Donegal Youth League. Bonagie play Lagan Harps at the Dry Arch. Swally Rovers host Letterkenny Rovers and Remelton. Both start at 7. Just after 6, Derry City are taking on Shamrock Rovers in the quarterfinal of the Enda McGill Cup. That game is taking place at the Brandywell Stadium. And other local fixtures tonight, there's 2 matches in Donegal All-County League in the Gaelic Games front. Niamh Alton will play Burt at 7, while Niamh Vora will take on Niamh Columbkill at 7.45. It's also quarter-final night in the Donegal Minor Division 1 Championship, with 3 games set to be played. Goodore will take on Niamh Connell, Termon play Ardrah, and Killybegs play Éireagh. Those matches start at 6.45. The game between St Eunan's and Niamh Patrick Muff that was originally scheduled for tonight has been put back to next Wednesday night, the 28th of August. Galway are on the hunt for a new hurling manager after Michael Donoghue announced he was stepping down last night after 4 years in charge. The Clarenbridge club man steered the county to the All-Ireland in 2017 after a 29-year gap. Former Kerry star Kieran Donoghue says the time committed needed to be an inter-county manager may have played a part in his decision to step away.
You know, it's disappointing because I know the players and the regard that they hold Michal in. So Menz is his own man, and he's got to do what he's got to do for his family, number one. And, you know, especially when you've given it 4 years, you know, that's an awful lot of commitment in modern day stuff to pour your life into for 4 years.
The Galway County Board have said they hope to have a successor in place by October 1st. In hockey, the Irish women's team have missed out in qualification for the semi-finals at the European Championships in Antwerp. The Sean Dancer's side drew 1-1 with Germany, who are ranked 5th in the world. Ireland now move to Pool C to play third place finisher in Pool A on a Friday afternoon. In cricket, Ireland will play a 3-match one-day international series against England next September. The day-night games, which are part of the ICC's Cricket World Cup Super League, will take place at Trent Bridge, Edgbaston and the Oval. England won by 4 wickets when the sides clashed at Malahide in May. In horse racing, Aidan O'Brien's Japan has won the Group 1 Judemont International in a thriller at York today. Ryan Moore was on board the 5-1 shot as they saw off Crystal Ocean by just a nose. It's a 6th success in the race for O'Brien and a 2nd Grade 1 victory for the 3-year-old horse. And that is it from the Highland Sports Desk for today. Tom Comack will have our GA programme as usual on a Wednesday, throw-in time at 8.30. Until then, have a very good evening. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, all Ryanair flights from Ireland will operate as normal tomorrow after the High Court blocked attempts by some pilots to go on strike. 180 of them based in Dublin were due to start their industrial action at midnight tonight. However, Ryanair has been granted an injunction against the unions involved to stop the walkout tomorrow on Friday. The judge ruled there wasn't enough evidence. All 180 members were properly notified of the chance to take part in a secret ballot for industrial action. Forces Bernard Harbour says they'll be taking some time to consider what to do next.
We're going to look at the judgment that's been made today. We're going to consult with our legal team, and we're going to make decisions about next steps at that stage. We're confident that the ballot was conducted correctly, and the judge did not rule that the ballot wasn't conducted correctly. But that's obviously now a matter for another day.
A South Donegal TD says there needs to be a safety review of all buses in the Bus Éireann fleet after a door fell off on the Route 64 bus from Derry to Galway on Monday. The service had left Derry at 7:15 in the morning, and an hour into the final leg from Sligo to Galway, the door came off just outside Charlestown. Deputy Mark McSharry says while it's fortunate that no one was injured, the incident could have had fatal consequences. He says to date Bus Éireann have been less than reassuring about the incident, and they must now provide more information.
We need further clarification. Their statement has been somewhat vague, and I think that people are entitled to know that our public transportation are safe. How and why this has happened? Was this fault known about in advance of this journey? And if so, what was this bus doing in service? So I've called for those assessments to be done and for us all to be informed so that we can all have peace of mind with regard to using public transportation.
Donegal ISPCA is trying to locate the owners of two pet rabbits found on the loose in the vicinity of the Woods Estate near Boncrana. The ISPCA say the rabbits had been sighted by a number of people over a couple of weeks, but they were very nervous, making it near impossible to catch them. One of them, a male, has an eye deformity, but otherwise both are in reasonably good health. They have now been caught and are now at the Donegal Animal Rehabilitation Centre in Remelton. However, the ISPCA are asking if anyone can provide them with a hutch, as their current accommodation is unsuitable. The centre manager is Denise McCausland.
They're rabbits that haven't been left wild or unhandled, so they've been somebody's pets at some stage. However long they've been away from home or how they got to where they were, I don't know.
And obviously rabbits who have been pets would have difficulty surviving in the wild.
Certainly. They have no survival skills. It's just sheer luck that they managed to survive, especially as one of them has a damaged eye. They're very lucky that a dog or maybe cats or wildlife even didn't get them.
Your immediate priority is obviously to try and trace an owner. You're also looking for help with the public in terms of maybe securing some more adequate accommodation.
We would just like to appeal to see if anybody out there has a rabbit hutch that they're no longer using, that they don't know what to do with it, and if they would like to donate it, that we would delighted to get it.
It isn't very often you hear about rabbits being rescued in this manner. I mean, how often have you had rabbits come through your own centre?
This is the first rabbits that we've had since we've opened. Now, we're only open since, like, officially open since July of last year, but this is our very first rabbits. Even prior to that, when I was working in the other centre in Longford, we'd have rabbits coming in from time to time, more often as a result of accidental breeding or something, you know, in the same sense that the people thought they had same-sex rabbits, but as it turned out, they had a male and a female. So it's rare enough that you would find them in these kind of circumstances. It's rather unusual, really.
A Sligo school that allows pupils to decide what they want to learn has more than doubled its numbers after the first year. Students who attend the Sudbury School in Calgary can spend the day climbing trees, reading or working on a project if they wish to. Julie Meehan moved from Meath to Sligo so her 8-year-old and 5-year-old girls could attend. She says she's trying to step away from the traditional model of education.
And also to trust them so that children's natural tendency is to learn and to seek out what they're interested in. So that by, you know, like my 8-year-old daughter has already expressed, she knows that perhaps she'd like to be able to do division, let's say. So we're trusting her to find that interest and curiosity in herself and then initiate that.
And bank customers' credit and debit card details are the main focus of a new text message scam. The fake message is asking consumers to provide personal and financial information. The Banking and Payments Federation Fraud Smart Programme is advising people not to click on links or confirm personal details. Spokesperson Niamh Davenport says banks will only look for minimal information through text.
Banks do use text messages on a regular basis, but it will be things where they think that there is fraud on your account. But again, a fraudster can copy this text, but the bank will only ask you to reply Y or N, never for that personal or financial information. Any more information than that, it's more than likely a scam text.
Weather now, it will be dry early tonight. However, rain and drizzle will develop overnight with lowest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, work to improve phone coverage in Glencolumbkill is said to be imminent. Donegal County Council has confirmed that it is committed to resolving the issue, which has led to serious concern being raised that community first responders have missed emergency call-outs in the area due to a weak signal. An additional €1 million in funding is to be made available nationally by the Department of Education to address the issue of concessionary school bus tickets. Donegal Deputy Tony McConlough says this programme must substantially benefit Donegal. The National Ambulance Service has confirmed that there are currently no plans to provide a second ambulance in Killybegs. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says serious pressure exists, with only one ambulance covering the area from Inverbridge to Glencolumbkill and Ardra. And the government must step up to the mark to protect the tourism and hospitality sectors in Donegal. That's according to the CEO of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, as it's revealed a population in the county is down just over 20% since 2005. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 21st of August. The death has occurred of Isabel Grant, Upper Anna, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place in Paisley, Scotland, of Rose Duffy, Ney Harkin, Glentoher, Poolmore, Redcastle. Removal from Paisley tomorrow, arriving at her home in Redcastle at 12:30. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30, going to St Columba's Church, Drung, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has taken place of Willie Milligan, 2 Mount Sion, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight.